Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up strong. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn up strong? All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, now Cairns and Thursday Island Community Forums on vocation, education and training. We're going to catch up a yarn there with Kim Richards, MP, Chair of Queensland Parliament's Education, Employment and Training Committee. And on the line, I have Kim. Kim, very good morning, Kim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. So Trevor here, where are you based, Kim?
In Brisbane, in the Redlands.
Okay, lovely. So talking about public forums in Cairns and Thursday Island to consider improvements to vocation, education and training. So give us some background, please.
Yeah, so the committee is currently undertaking an inquiry into the delivery of vocational education and training in regional, rural and remote Queensland. So over the last year, we've been looking and taking submissions from a range of stakeholders in the training space to look at how we can maximise opportunities of where delivery is working well and look at where the challenges lie and how we can improve that for Queenslanders seeking to develop their skills and training.
Fantastic. Are we talking to all industries here?
Yeah, no, we've been open for submissions from, you know, for quite some time, and we've taken quite a range of various submissions from both the providers themselves, from people that have undertaken training and their experiences, as well as industry.
Good, fantastic. And so we're talking, what day, when's the forums happening? And is it open to the public?
Absolutely open to the public. So we have got our first community forum is in Cairns on Monday the 10th of July from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at the Cairns TAFE.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our second hearing on Thursday Island on Tuesday the 11th of July from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. and again at the Thursday Island TAFE. And then we have a final hearing, which is not necessarily North Queensland, much more out west, out in Roma on Thursday the 13th of July.
Oh, fantastic.
So we're looking at a range of different regions and the opportunities and challenges that exist.
Well, there's a good yarning circle, so we're going to have all conversations, all questions and answers to those questions for the yarn, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. So it'll be super important to have a yarn with you know, whether you be looking to embark on training and what those challenges have been, whether you've been through the process of trying to upgrade your skills and training, what your experience has been, we're keen to hear from everybody.
And you don't have to be enrolled in TAFE or anything to that effect?
No.
So open for anybody and everybody who want to better their skills and build a stronger platform for their future. Come along
Absolutely.
And have a yarn, have a natter.
Yep, we're keen to hear. We're keen to hear about how we can improve the delivery in our regional and remote areas. We know that they have greater challenges than exist in the southeast corner. So, very keen to see more people getting engaged in.
Kim, who'll head up those conversations, those yarns?
So I'm chair of the Queensland Parliament's Education, Employment, and Training Committee, and joining me at the table will be other committee members that come from a range of different areas. So we've got the member for Rockhampton, Barry O'Rourke, member for Stafford, Jimmy Sullivan, the member for Southern Downs, James Lister, who's the deputy chair, and the member for Boothman, who's down on the Gold Coast, and then the member for Hinchinbrook, Nick DiMeo. So we've got a range of parliamentarians that will be there with open ears and ready for a great yarn.
Well, a great joint venture. Good names there and an array of people, so fantastic. So that's on Monday, 10 July, here in Cairns, 5:30, 7:30 at Cairns TAFE. Tropics Restaurant, reading here. And on Thursday, Island Community Forum is 3:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, 11 July. And that's rooms 107 and 108, Thurs Island, TAFE. So fantastic. And thank you for sharing, Kim, and a great opportunity.
Look forward to catching up with locals. Should be terrific.
Sounds good. Kim, thank you. You take care.
Thanks, Trevor. You too.
Bye-bye. Deadly Yarn there. Kim Richards, her name is, MP, the Chair of Parliament Education, Employment and Training Committee and Member for Redlands, and talking about the up-and-coming public forums in Cairns, as well as Thurs Island, your mob up there, TI, to consider improvements to vocational education and training. And your mind's like a parachute. If it's not open, you're cactus. Go with an open mind. Get educated. Understand we are students for life, you deadly mob. So get educated. And the first one there is Monday, 10 July, 5:30 to 7:30 at Cairns TAFE, Tropical Restaurants. No cost, no fees. So just turn up and come with an open mind. Bring a brother, bring sister. All good. Thursday Island Community Forum is the next one, Tuesday, 11 July, 3:30 to 5:30. And that's rooms 107 and 108, Thursday Island TAFE. To Delhi, have you seen Yana Strong? Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, huh? Yeah. Royalty nice in the house tonight.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one. Lost one, and you lost one, you lost one, you lost one. Sweet, you're one in this game, unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this when you play.
To confess, we're in my deed on this earth with the short verse. Never holding back, no, I'm putting in work. Ha ha, home pay days, hitting crusty pieces. Trying to morph credit sales, do a promo features. So who exactly claiming such a thing? Money don't make you happy. I'm stuck breaking bread for Uncle Sam on the daily. Trying to make dollars out the penny. So hustle breaking the rules, either you win or you lose. I'd rather die like a man, rather to live like a fool. So I can't believe how much I gotta stress this. For those with their questions, 2020 current affair. Guess list. Chain never came from the suits and the offense. Chains in the streets, so we're playing offense. Power to the people, that's what I wrote this.
Ha, if we losing, I'm not losing the outer sanctum. Try through the darkness and not that I find light. Twilight made by dark at the bar down. Soul sucker, drain clips, wings, silky night down. No more, spread those wings as I rise up. Way past the tether from the world that you live in. You're not completely stupid, why you think that I will give in? Never will I ever be severed up by my spirit. Rise from the depths of submission. Where whispers the screams fall on deaf ear visions. Flashbacks make believe false. Fragments, drop it as it floats down the stream. So tragic, I let go, but you won't leave, so I start pushing. With all of my heart, cause the art's cooking. Depart and vanish in that circular state that you taught me. To flee the clutches of a Dutch as he spoke in a story.
So tell me, what does it take to be a winner in this game? You got to have lost one, at least lost one.
Lost one, and you lost one, you lost one, you lost one.
See, you're one in this game, unique in their own, you're still all the same. Remember this.
Another little rhyme to remind you, my dude. Spend a bit of time on the line. Use my truth, bringing it to life with the tight crew. Nice producer who's ready with the right tunes. I choose to not end up in the news, doing the same thing like every other fool. Deluded in view. views. Selling out to our rules, I handed it back, handling tracks without abuse. So what if the DVDs don't get released? I'll find another beat and wind up on my feet to have another crack or smash another bat. Running the track till all my main ligaments are snapped. The real appreciate, a deeper concentrate. I never wanna be spitting in any other way. A serenade for the slumbering meek, not troubling me. Can't smother the heat when doing it for the love of the beat, and that's D.O.C.
Walking on a wire, while you're docking down ballistics. Soldiers on the front line fighting for resistance. It's hard to keep it real when the world's unrealistic. We all a bunch of misfits, too afraid to just risk it. Nobody gon' wait for the big debate. We speed it every minute like here today. Stay nice, M.I., you know who we are. Bet you turn your back on us like Syria. Why? Under the weight of a heavy cloud, pushing through the mist. Eyes on the prize, yo, I'm coming from the east. Jump to the rhythm, cause I got mad tricks, and I beat the beat up. Make your heart skip. Life is a bitch, but I really
don't. To Delhi Mob, that track is called A Winner, and that you are a winner. Royal Noise featuring Doc and Jay Waters, and Daily Rituals here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Strong. Delhi number here is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana. It's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Nukari, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, as BBM Bumble Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Yana Strong, you can text a brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. Facebook, I call it Sook Book. We, either way, have your yarn up strong. So with that, we're going to catch up with Deadly Brother here. We're KB, Kenny Bedford, Community Engagement Leader, a Yes 23 campaign. So we are talking voice to Parliament. And a lot of our people out there, black and white, are still confused in regard to the situation. What's it all about? Look, they have plenty of meetings before, I think, August, October is when they're looking at doing the vote. And you have to put in the full word yes if you want to vote yes. But to get the right information, get all the information before you make your decision, is come to the community engagement. And look, we're going to catch up and have a yarn with Kenny Bedford, who's a community engagement leader for Yes 23 campaign. And a very good morning, Kenny. How are you, brother?
Good morning, my brother. I'm well, thanks. And I'm really happy to be back here and having a yarn with you and the mob out there tuning in.
Yes, my brother. Thank you for coming. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Kenny B.
Yes, Wabala, I am of the Erobamle people of Darnley Island in the northeast of the Torres Strait, and I want to pay my respect here to the Gimoy Nation where we're sitting today. And
yes.
Greetings to all out there who are tuning in.
Fantastic, my brother. We are connected through Erob, Darnley Island, my brother. So all the way, my brother. Thank you very much. And look, so here we are, Yes 23 campaign. Look, a referendum, haven't had one since about 20-odd years. What is the decision? It's so funny. I'm in tourism as well, and down on the boats this morning, one of the managers, operation manager, non-Indigenous, came up to me and pulled me aside. Can you help me in regarding the voice to Parliament? I'm really confused. If I vote yes, does it affect me and my life, or what am I voting yes for? And does the voice then control what's happening in our country? And so he was really uneducated, to speak. So let's put some light on, shed some light on. Let's talk about also some of the community meetings that we're having around this country, if not in Queensland, not in Cairns.
Yeah, thank you, Bella. I think it's really important that you shared that experience you had this morning, because it's very much where we're at. There are a lot of people who still don't have all of the information, still undecided about what the referendum is, what it means, what the recognition with a voice means, and that's why it's really important now that the bill is passed in Parliament that we focus on having these conversations in our families, with our friends, at our workplaces, and that we're able to cut through the noise and the high level of misinformation that's out there.
Yes.
The very simple opportunity we have around the referendum is that it's the chance we have as Australians to finally recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first peoples, formally, for the first time ever. There is still no formal recognition of us. And
Well, we don't have a treaty.
No, we don't have a treaty.
Australia's the only first world country on this planet that doesn't have a treaty with First Nation people.
Yes.
And we are in 2023.
Part of what we're asking for in the referendum is to make up for the shocking and terrible way that colonisation occurred in this country.
Sure. And so it is what it is. It's part of Australia's history.
Part of our history is through the referendum now, because that's the only way we can change the Constitution. That's why we're having a referendum.
Sure.
There's no other way we can change that founding document from 122 years ago that left out this fact on purpose.
Exactly.
That Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were here, have a deep and ancient connection to our country, to our land, to our sea. So this is the chance for all Australians now to say, yes, we are finally ready to recognise and tell this truth. While we do that, let's put in place an advisory voice to make up for the impact of that invasion, of that colonisation in the way it happened, because we already know that the best outcomes we have in our communities in terms of closing that gap is when we're part of making these decisions, as well as part of delivering.
About being at the table.
Exactly. So when you take it right back to what's happening, that's all it is. It's very, very simple, and that's why we've got to be talking about this in the very simple and practical terms that it is. That is, let's recognise our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as being the first Australians.
Yes.
And give them a chance to be part of the decisions that the government make about them, because that is the fair and reasonable thing to do, particularly when government after government after government have failed us.
Yes.
We're offering here a simple and practical and safe solution. It doesn't take away from treaty. We're talking about voice, treaty, truth. This is what came out of the Uluru Statement from the Heart.
Yep.
This is only one component that is going to make a vast improvement. It's not there to solve all the problems.
No, no.
But it's to say,
it gives us a platform. It gives us a vehicle. Platform. A vehicle. Doesn't
it's a voice and a benefit.
Yeah.
When you go back and talk to your friend, the benefit is for everybody. Mm. So we want to see better return for the dollars that are spent.
Sure.
On the big problems we've got here, because we haven't been able to address them. They're getting deeper. They're getting wider. They need to be. There needs to be a different approach.
Sure, sure, sure.
And we're offering one here very generously to the Australian people that will benefit all of us. This is a nation-building opportunity for all Australians.
Exactly. So for a non-Indigenous bricklayer brother out there doing his job, paying his bills, what have you, and paying his taxes, how does it affect him?
Well, it affects him because he's going to get a better return for his taxes for a start. And part of all of those problems that and solutions that we've come up with in the past are actually going to be a lot more visible to the Australian people. So we can hold the government accountable through an advisory voice, because it's in full view in a way that it isn't today. So the everyday Australian can see and understand and have full sight of advice that goes to the government. And this isn't just for us. There are so many different industries, groups out there who give similar advice in different ways.
Yeah, sure.
This is just putting it in the Constitution so it's protected, so it's there because of the impact of colonisation and of doing things wrong in the first place. So let's admit to that. Let's respect and acknowledge and recognise our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people for our strong and special connection to our country, to our land and sea, that goes well beyond 122 years ago when that document was established, goes well beyond the 250 years or so before first contact. This is about recognising that looking for solutions that is an Australia-wide responsibility.
Brother, you hear of a message going out to non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there. They would have heard of the so-called facet in regarding closing the gap.
Yes.
We're talking employment, talking education, talking longevity in life and health and what have you.
Incarceration.
All the problems that come with that. So a voice helps close that gap.
Yes,
we sound like a broken record with the Closing the Gap. If we had a voice and we're getting directing the money, the tax money, to better our people, to bring them up to level par with our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters, then that's a good thing for all Australians, is it not?
It is a really simple and practical improvement.
Mm.
Again, we're about improving the way government makes decisions about us. And for us, this is this is now putting in an advisory body that gives advice only.
Mm-hmm.
That's important because this doesn't try and take over the role of Parliament.
Well,
and
these are some of the things you're hearing. It won't have power, will it? It just gives a voice.
Yeah, it gives a voice.
So
it
that's the other thing we need to
empowerment,
put out
not
there.
Power. So when you hear people saying, "Oh, this is." Special for different people. No, it's not. There's lots of advisory groups out there.
Yes.
This is saying we want one in there now
that
is protected by the Constitution because in the past we've had advisory voices that have only been legislated and they've been taken away at the whim of government when they feel like it. And that's part of the problem. We haven't had an established voice in place with continuity that's able to deal seriously over time, because that's what it needs. It needs that serious attention with our advice that's not insecure, that's going to be there. The government can change that voice like they want as they see fit. So that's important when people say, oh, we need the detail. Well, the detail's not important here because we are voting on a principle and that's what goes into the Constitution.
Sure.
And that's how these things naturally work. When we've decided or it succeeds, then we talk about the detail. That's when that happens because the detail isn't set in concrete. It will change over time as Parliament sees fit, not Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. We will put our representatives forward. That's the other important thing.
Mm.
We don't expect the people who are in power through their electorates, through their parties, who are Indigenous to represent us. In this way, this is for us to make our own representatives from the ground up to the decision-making table on our terms to speak for us to support the parliamentary process to get things better, improved, not to take over a system we already have in place.
I think you pulled a beautiful word there, a couple of words, empowerment.
Yes.
But also... For our non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there, it's a voice, but it's got no power. So in the sense of, like, we're not here to railroad the government.
No.
But when the discussion's going on, we just got a voice at the table regards to the discussion. That's all.
And it says
that's all it is.
That they don't have to, and we may give advice, they don't have to take it.
Yeah.
But at least we've been able to provide it in full view of the Australian people.
Yes.
So they understand what we're asking for as well.
Exactly.
And this is about keeping governments accountable.
Yeah.
They need to keep government accountable to get it right as well.
Sure.
Because they're failing.
Okay.
With the best intentions, they haven't been able to deliver. We are providing a very sensible, practical and conservative solution to this through advice only.
Yes. Advice
from
only.
People that we That's choose to is. Give advice.
It's advice only. Voice to Parliament is advice only. So we're not here to go to the non-Indigenous brothers and sisters out there, take their house off them, claim our land back, kick them out of their business because their building's built on our land. It's nothing like that.
Absolutely nothing to do with
Thank you.
Taking anything away from anybody. Mm-hmm. We're worried about looking after people who are dying early, who aren't getting the level of support and care that they should be for all sorts of reasons.
Sure.
And we are saying through the voice that the people who know the reasons best are the people on the ground, and we are creating a pathway for those messages, for that advice, for that information, for that insight into what's going on, because it's different for different people.
Yes,
there are people who have no voice in cities. There are people in remote areas. This is about creating those pathways now, from the local to regional to the decision-making table, to say this is what we think. You make the decision, but we've come up with these solutions,
sure,
or these proposals from these corners of Australia. can you please consider them in your decision-making process?
And that's our voice at that table for that discussion, for that item.
That's it.
That's it. Don't complicate it.
It's not complicated.
That's
when
right.
they say it's going to divide us. We're divided already because we're not recognised.
Well, there you
this
go.
Is a unifying nation-building opportunity, and these are the discussions we've got to have with each other to clear the air and say, no, actually, that's not the case. There are some racist clauses in the Constitution already.
Sure.
People can already make decisions for us without us. We want to change that. We just want to be given the chance to give advice to you
advice.
So that you make
advice.
Better decisions.
Make better decisions. That's all it is. To our Daily Mind, just tuned in. National Talk Black. Trevor Tim here. Trendy Trev. Murray from Macquarie. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. Having daily yarn with Kenny Bedford, Community Engagement Leader, Yes 23 campaign. And so we're just talking about the vote, the referendum that's going to come up at the end of the year. And getting the information, that's what we're talking about here. Quickly, Kenny, let's talk about the meetings that happens around this country where people can go. It's open for anybody to go, black and white, to get the information, to ask the questions in regard to when they go to the box to vote, to write the word yes or no,
yes.
Then they've got full information when they make the decision, yes?
Yeah, so there's a National Day of Action on July the 2nd, which happens to be NAIDOC week as well. Sunday the 2nd of July, right around the country, there are different family or community days where people can get this information, ask questions further, get informed, because it's a shared responsibility for all Australians. We need to understand what this referendum opportunity means for us as individuals, as families, as a community, you know, Indigenous and non-Indigenous. Have a look on the website at yes23.com.au. There's already a lot of information there.
Okay.
But come down to these community events all around the country. And we've got one here in Cairns on July the 2nd as well at Fogarty Park, 2 to 5pm. But if you go onto that website, yes23.com.au, you'll see where there are
other meetings.
Meetings. But this is one National Day of Action, but there are daily events all around the country and places where people can get further information, can sign up as volunteers, can get resources to help have these conversations. There's entertainment at these events. If you register, actually, you get a free T-shirt. If you've been looking for one of those Yes T-shirts, you can get one for free by registering, turning up, pick up your shirt, merchandise, and have these conversations. That's the most important thing. Feel confident that what you're... When it comes to you using your individual voice, that you're informed and you're making the right decision for you, your families, and really for this nation, because that's what it is. It's a nation.
Exactly. Moving forward. I always said, Kenny, that you only know what you know. You know what I mean? And your mind's like a parachute. If you're not open, you're cactus. We are students for life. Let's go to the table, have a yarn, ask the questions. What have you? If you're going to run on what you know now, and you don't get all the information, then you're only running with what you know.
That's right. It's very different.
This is something new.
And this is a very different day we're in terms of elections and of things like a referendum, where there is so much media and social media and misinformation.
Exactly.
So people have to be really careful.
They're complicated.
Where they're getting their information from. Don't. Don't just rely on one source, and make sure you're asking yourself questions and seeking information to back up what people are saying. Because, as I say, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of people who are being scared into a situation, and I'm appealing to everybody, all listeners and all Australians, to think carefully and consider carefully what this opportunity means for us.
Yes, as black people.
As everybody,
as
Australian. Australians.
All Australians, thank you. Worded properly. Kenny, thank you very much. Good yarn, brother. We'll be yarning a lot more before the actual time comes. But thank you for coming in once again. And another information yarn here about the Yes 23 campaign. But seeking out information for people to find in regarding their decision.
Thank you, my brother.
Thank you, Bala. All the best to you too, Deadly. Kenny Burford, there he is. Good yarn with the brother. Community engagement leader, Yes 23 campaign. Do check out their webpage as well, Yes 23. Look, seek the information and so you know what you're voting for. Yes or no, either way, but get the information. If you're just running with what you know, then you haven't got all the information. But come with an open mind and if we are all Australians in one head in the same vehicle, that's what we need to be doing. It's just a voice to Parliament with no power, but empowering the black people is what I picked up there. Stay tuned, your mob, and National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Take you back to where this story began. Little Jody, cousin Cody, and their best friend Ben. They used to play and pretend like they had money to spend, but in reality a dollar wasn't common for them. When daddy locked in a pen, the others gone from the start. Family's broken apart. Jody's mother used to beat him till his skin turned dark. His shit was bad and that grog made him sleep in the backyard with both of his dogs. That's why he started smoking, felt like his only escape. She used to beat him cause he only saw his father's face, but he was only a kid, 14 years old, trying to keep a warm heart in a world so cold. His cousin Cody didn't have it much better, but he was making that cheddar. However, he could but never forget where he came from. See, he had to be strong, cause his mother's getting sick and doesn't have too long. So he had to step up, no relying on luck. He's robbing anyone he sees just to make a quick buck. Their buddy Ben wasn't known to be calm. First person that they thought of when they heard a car alarm. He was always in a daze, couple pills up in his palm. See, his mother was an addict with a needle in her arm. Yeah, the three shared that same struggle. Lesson for the hard life of getting in the trouble when they did. On this particular day, Cody thought of an idea with guaranteed pay. But the plan to little Jody didn't seem okay. But his older cousin Cody just convinced him to stay. He told him this is what will separate the boy from a man. So he carried on and listened to the rest of the plan. He said, yo, it's really quite simple. Run up to the Seggy, put that gun up to his temple. Right? And me and Ben will take the register. He makes a movie, take a shot and show him that you better, bruh. Okay, and so off they went. It was a long, quiet ride with a strong, sweaty scent. Little Jody was shaking up in his boots. He thinks if he shoots, then he might just compromise the loot. But it's too late for second thoughts. They all jump about the car, but it's too safe for the doors. And Jody cocks his gun, voice to say to the guard. Says if you cooperate, then this don't gotta be hard. Says if you wanna go home, simply lay on the floor. Don't move until all of us are out of the door. Ben and Cody's got the money, everything seems smooth. Until he's seen that Seki's arm slowly start to move. But Jody can't pull that trigger. Instead he takes a bullet wound straight to his liver. And it was no surprise to grab the money in a hurry.
Yeah, that daily track is Jody, Kobe D, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yanup Strong, 1-800-422-416 is the number you need to call. Yanup's yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry. And I come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindinji Country, BBM Bumblebrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say in Yanup Strong. All right, now we're going to catch up a yarn now with Nicole O'Reilly, last year's Wonderman Fellowship recipient and the Wonderman Fellowship Program to support an outstanding First Nation creative practitioner. And on the line, we do have Nicole. Nicole, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, sis?
Just outside Brisbane on Condamooka Lands out near Mangarabar.
Too Delhi, beautiful. And before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, so my mob is the Wiradjuri mob, so we come from as far as Coonabarabin, which is Gamilaroi country, all the way down into Wagga and all that kind of mob out Dubbo way as well. Williams, Riley's, the
big shout out.
All those
big
mobs.
Shout out, all the mob. Thank you very much. Sister, congratulations. Last year's Wonderma Fellowship recipient. Tell us what you received in that and tell us your journey there, please, sister.
Yeah, so it's a $20,000 fellowship
So I've put it directly towards, I'm doing a master's project at the moment through QUT, working on my contemporary theatre and dance practice coming out of, I used to run Zen Zen Zo Physical Theatre out of Brisbane, the Engine.
Yes.
And I've stepped away this year working on more mob projects and more like language reclamation and nation rebuilding. So my project is looking at how all of the different models of moving and dancing and acting that we've got, that we brought from America and Japan, what it actually looks like and feels like and sounds like to be on the ground here.
Yes.
So putting all that language and all that culture back under all these established models of moving that we study at universities, but we don't study the way that we move already here. So that $20,000 is going towards the aunties and the uncles and the dancers and the creatives out in, we've got a site out Wagga Wetlands in September, so that'll all be going to artist fees.
Yes.
And the Brisbane Powerhouse have been amazing. They're super supportive. I've had a producer touch base with me all the time, asking anything that I need. It's a really amazing opportunity, and it's $20,000 that you can spend on yourself, your practice. You can spend it with your other creatives.
Yes.
It's really, really flexible, and it's for a whole year. And it looks really great on your CV, Peter, to have a fellowship.
Of course, of course. So in regard to the fellowship, when you're doing your thing, do you have to apply to be a part of the Powerhouse, the Wondermite Fellowship? Or how does it work in that sense for you to receive, become a recipient?
Yeah, so it's like a two-page application. It's pretty easy.
Okay.
You can be any kind of artist, so you don't have to be a performer. You could be a lighting designer. You could be a director. You could be a designer. You could be a musician or a curator or whatever you want. It's pretty open. And that includes like arts admin and theatre technicians as well. You don't have to be kind of on the creative side. And you can spend that money.
And eligibility is being of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander descent. That's all it is, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. And then it's open nationally, so that's really amazing as well.
Yes,
and then
yes.
I think you've got to have graduated from a creative industries like undergrad or postgrad. I think that's the only kind of eligibility. Like, have you graduated something? And there's no kind of date on that. It could be 20 years ago. It could be last week.
Sure, fantastic.
And then it's a really good opportunity. Like, I can't highlight the Powerhouse
enough.
They've been so excellent.
So with your $20,000, do you get that like in one lump sum, or do they pay it out throughout the 12 months, or how does that work?
I asked for it to be 50 up front to start paying all my artists, and then 50%. I put my invoice in the other day, so that'll finish paying off all my artists. So I kind of did my creative development in two chunks. One up front, and then I've got one heading into September. Mm, so
beautiful.
Now that money's sitting in my bank account ready to pay all that mob for September.
Yeah, beautiful. Fantastic. So it gives you, like, money's a tool, doesn't it? It's a fantastic tool, and it helps us build what we need to build, but also gives us vision and also empowers us to move forward in our space, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it also means you can pay all the aunties and uncles for their time. Like, they're so happy to sit and have a yarn, but it's so nice to be able to pay everyone to travel to the locations and put on food and look after everyone properly.
Exactly. That's so beautiful. And congratulations, my sister. And you are highly recommend for Mob to fill out the application, look at it. And if you're studying and if you're looking into the art, or no matter what you're looking into, there's an opportunity for you. Fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to be in it to win it. It's nationwide. It's $20,000 to use on yourself for your practice. Jump in and apply.
Nicole Rowley, you're too dearly, my sister. Keep doing what you're doing. All the best, and we'll be in touch, sis.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dearly young there, Nicole Rowley, her name is. Last year's Wondermite Fellowship recipient. And the Wondermite Fellowship is supported by Queensland University of Technology, QU2, and Brisbane Powerhouse. It provides an outstanding Indigenous Australian creative practitioner with a supported program of professional development, work experience, and or professional mentoring for up to 1 year. So there's the opportunity. Fill out the application and maybe money coming your way. Fantastic. We do have another caller on the line. And just check who there is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Tony Trevor. Gibbs. How are you, brother?
Birthday, mate.
Good, good. Good to hear your voice. What do you want to yarn about, brother?
The voice a little bit and problems I've got with it.
Talk to him. So you got some problems with the voice?
Yeah, well, you know, it's it's like a Game of Thrones in Australia, to put it that way. You know, we've got Aboriginal sovereignty and against the Crown sovereignty. Mm-hmm. The theme of it, and before I come on and said yes to The Voice, and I'm somebody that doesn't vote because I have a conscience vote because there's no treaty. Mm. So I want to retract some things I said last time.
So you are not for The Voice then?
Well, my slant on this is that white people or immigrants or original stock are going to be the ones that are going to decide this voice, because Aboriginal number is only 3 or 4%. Mm. It's not the majority. So I think the main vote is going to come, the deciding thing is going to come from the Australian stock population and migrants. Mm.
So you as a immigrant, would you look at saying yes to the vote?
I have a conscience vote because there's no treaty.
Mm.
And so I won't vote. So I felt wrong saying people to vote yes. I did until I heard on Bumma Biffra that, you know, like, you have to remember that Linda Burney and everybody else, they are sworn allegiance to the Crown. And they're still trying to get the land with the consent of the natives. I mean, there is a war out here, Trevor, if you're on the... I'm worried that the voice is not going to get through to grassroots people is the main concern. They seem to be wanting to talk to apex groups and land councils and corporations are going to sort of still...
I know the Yes campaign, Yes 23 campaign, is visiting all our First Nation communities and communicating with their elders and grassroots people.
Yeah. A lot of people are alienated from the land councils because of the way the native title went through. And so because they're sort of treated terrible by the land council, there's a lot of corruption. I mean, you know, in genealogy and stuff, and there's a lot of, on the ground, there's a lot of trouble. You know, you want to say yes, you want Murray to have everything, but then you have these reservations, you know.
Well, at the moment, we have nothing in Parliament regarding our voice or direction, and that's what we're pushing for.
Are we live now?
Yeah, brother, we're on talking, yes.
Yeah, right, well, yeah, it's my birthday, mate, and I'm...
Happy birthday.
You know, I've always had this thing, if you can't beat them, don't join them. Risking the sovereignty, there's no treaty. And the reason I don't vote is because I'm still a British citizen. Now, I can't join into Australian politics unless I renounce my nationality.
Sure. Well, we don't have a treaty. First Nation people in this country don't have a treaty. So maybe The Voice may be the next best thing or the stepping stone towards a treaty. Yeah?
I just, The Voice to me, sometimes it sounds silly. It sounds like, you know, it's a toothless tiger, and we're always worried the grassroots people, that their voices aren't going to be heard. It's always organised from the top down, and the bottom people never get on there. If there's a treaty, the police should be disarmed. There's things, no one's ever talked about a treaty properly, what it would in avail, you know.
Mm. Well, we don't have a treaty.
We don't have a treaty.
That's right.
And, you know, the head of state is British, right, Charlie? He's the head of state, he's English. He's the head of the whole country. I cannot enter Australian politics unless I change my nationality and become an Australian, which is bullshit. You know, you are what you are. A bit of paper doesn't change who you are. That's my conscience vote. You know, I can't enter Australian politics unless I change my nationality. So there's racism against their own people. It's just, I don't trust the government.
Okay, fair enough, mate, fair enough.
I don't trust the government to deliver, and I think we have to have international recognition, and the King of England has to make an announcement. He knows what's happened in the Caribbean and they're given countries back. And they have a chance to save this country from becoming a republic by treating the people decently. Because once it becomes a republic, it will become more like the Wild West, mate.
Okay. I hear my friend. Thank you very much, Tony. And we'll talk soon. That's how Tony Gibbs, given his thoughts, his opinion on The Voice. He feels that we should have a treaty before The Voice. And he's not of this citizen. He's UK citizen, but living here. So there it is. Have your say. Jan Upstrong, add to the conversation here at National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
If only you could see what this all means.
Let's talk about
Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter. Brother Walker.
If only you could see what you're doing to me.
I stand with you in the room.
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
We hit the streets, begging for the people to see what our life worth, but they don't want to believe. Claiming all lives matter, but you ain't at the rally. I stand on the shoulders of the fan that come before me just the same as you, fan. So what you doing with the fact that you inherited? Disinheritance took the privilege, y'all took the wealth. Took the lives of innocent boys and girls, still denying our experience, made to feel lesser. I work with these kids and they telling me they fed up. I'm working with these white folk who know.
Yeah, Black Lives Matter. Jim Blair here at your daily program, National Talk Black. We got someone on the line. Good morning, someone.
Good morning, brother. Brother, I'm Cactus and I'm negative and all the things Kelly Bedford say and you said, all the yes people. I'm all of the above, brother. Mm-hmm. I'm misinformed, brother. I love it. I work like a suit of armor, brother. Why I say that, brother? I think if he was a white person that was said, well, what else is there? You know, you said that, what else, if he was white, I would say that would be racist, that would be insulting, because...
In what way?
Well, white fellows, they're all allowed to have different opinions, brother. You got Liberal, Labour, you got National, you got Independent, you got Pauline Hanson. They're all allowed to have... Allow their humanity, but why shouldn't we have our humanity and our differences, brother?
True. Good point.
I think that's insulting too much to our humanity to say that, oh, what else is there? There are other opinion, and our brother, Simon Crean died, the Labour fellow, you know?
Yes. Condolences to his family, yep.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're talking about taking all that stuff, advice to the government and all that, and that's all it is, it'll be advice. Simon Crean, brother... Mm. He's a fellow that said the war in Iraq, the Australian Parliament, the Australian people didn't give any mandate for them to go and have a war in Iraq. And you know, like, brother, you probably know that 900 of my people from Borgovan, Palm Island, brother, I feel like crying, brother. When William Cooper went there, there was 900 people that said, put that letter to King George to have a voice in the Parliament. But things have changed, yeah? And for the most people, other places, there were 12 from one state. Just 900 people from one community, my community, brother. But things have changed, yeah? And like I said before, when, you know, the white fellows and the black fellows, no matter who you are, black fellow, white fellow, what side of the fence you sit, sovereignty and treaty means jack shit, brother. It means nothing. When they sacked Whitlam, brother, he was the prime minister. The white folk had their voice in parliament. They sacked him. And it is the belief that they sacked him because he wasn't going to renew the lease on Pine Gap, brother. And putting their voice in it morally it gives them consent to do what they like. And you know what I like to say to people, what's South Australia? What's all that AUKUS? What's all that stuff? What stuff up here in Weipa? And a thing like... Arnhem Land, a rocket, a missile thing, or whatever it is. And now, when they're going to have all this nuclear waste, where are they going to put that, brother? They're going to put it on black for the land. You can advise them.
Yes.
But like I say, brother...
And that's why we have a voice department here. You can detect that.
The government give the say-so or not. It's the U.S., brother, at the last word. And Simon Crean was one of them fella. He said, what are we doing over there in Iraq when the Australian public or nobody gave them the mandate, you know, for Australia to be there. And sorry, brother, if I meant to hurt you, but how I see it, brother.
Sure.
Because we have a humanity, and we should be different. We don't have to have one. We don't know what have to have. We're not doing that yet, brother. And sorry, brother, but thank you very much for having my say, brother.
Thank you, my brother. Too deadly. Selwyn, have any say here on your daily program, National Talk Black. You can do the same, but you may have to do that tomorrow. Murray, going to sign up for today's program, one-hour program, National Talk Black. Call us tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. But 24-7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. National Talk Black, one-hour program, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your Dingy Country, BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS and National Digital Radio Service, and also a big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this country. A Deadly Black Network. Thank you for your time, your mob. We'll yarn again tomorrow. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we'll yarn soon.